9:10, 50 degrees, and we are back here on a Wednesday edition of Open Line, and we are joined by Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, so excited to see you. Normally, I only see you through a window.
I know. We get to see you right over here. Yeah.
So it's really good to see you. Tell me about what's going on around Coffeyville.
Okay. Well, lots of good stuff. A lot of holiday stuff. So I'll kick that off first with all the holiday reminders. I mentioned some of these last week, but we've a lot going on as far as events coming up. So I will share more here in a couple weeks, but we do have the Christmas cash giveaway that's getting ready to start. That'll kick off December 1st, up to $2,000 in cash that we're going to be giving away. So a good time to shop local, I would say. We also have two contests coming up, the gingerbread decorating contest. Those were going to be at our building in the Perkins building. You can drop those off. And we'd like to see all your creative ideas with the gingerbread. Our office is going to compete in it too, and not my forte. I'm not very crafty, so please don't judge mine. It's going to look pretty crazy, but no, I know there's some people out there that are really good at this, so we'd love to see all your entries. Bring them into the chamber. We also have a home decorating contest kicking off. So if you light up your home during the holiday season, we want you to take a picture, message it to the chamber along with your address, and then we're going to be doing a contest for that, and the winner will get free electricity for a month from the city of Coffeyville.
So basically what you're saying is my wife and I, Rachel, we just bought a house.
Yeah. Oh, you
and
did?
We did. We actually bought a house, and one of the things we want to do, probably not this year, but one of the things next year, we're going to try to give the Griswolds a run for their money.
Oh, yay!
That's something that's possible, right?
Yes.
And free electricity, that on my help.
I know, because it's cost a lot to have all those lights up. So that helps out a little bit to get some money back.
It does. You saw what they had to do to give all the electricity to the Griswold family. So
let's not shut down the whole neighborhood, you know, if you can. But
okay, all right.
No, we are looking for all those good houses out there. So let us know about those. You can probably already tell downtown lights are going up. The tree's going up. It's all starting to look like Christmas. Of course, we still have Thanksgiving to go. So for those of you that are staunch, let's wait till after Thanksgiving. I understand. So we'll wait till after Thanksgiving. But yes, everything's going up quick, and we'll get to light up Coffeyville, and I'm very excited about that. So December 1st is also the kickoff for the Christmas on the Plaza and the Christmas Parade. We are still taking entries, but if possible, we're asking everybody to get them in by next week, because then we have to kind of sort everything out, create a map, make sure we've got enough space. And so if you are not really excited about watching the parade, avoid the downtown area that day, because it's quite crazy after 4 o'clock that evening. But I think we had almost 90 entries last year. And I'm going to tease our neighbors to the south because Caney's recently posted about their parade, and they said they're the largest Christmas parade in the region. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know. I think mine's a little larger. But either way, we just love all the fun, you know, festivities. So now it's a challenge, though, is which parade's going to be larger. So, well, come on out. Put your parade entry in. So, after the first, then on that Saturday is when there's going to be vendors, food, music, just all kinds of holiday fun down on the plaza. So make sure you follow Christmas on the Plaza Facebook. That's where they're going to talk about pretty much everything holiday related. So follow that. And then finally, I want to say, ooh, this is my favorite part of the holidays, is the Brown Mansion Candlelit Tours. If you've never gone, you're really missing out. I invite everybody, not just locals, but the whole region, because you see a lot of Christmas light displays all over. A lot of people go down to Rima and, you know, all the places. But this is unique. You've never had a mansion decorated with, I want to say it's like 75 different trees they have in there. I mean, it's just gorgeous. So definitely invite you to come out. Tickets are CoffeyvilleHistory.com is where you can purchase those. So lots going on for the holidays, and I'm excited. I do want to thank everybody that came out and participated in our holiday open house. It was this past Sunday. We had almost 20 different businesses participate. A lot of shoppers. It was so much fun. There was a couple places that were so packed, you had to like wait your turn just to even move a couple inches. And I love that. It was a great day. So thanks to all the businesses and all those that participated. We're drawing the name today for the winner of the basket because we had a little contest as well. So I do have a final reminder from the Chamber about something coming up. Nominations are open for our annual awards. So if you know a business or an individual that needs to be recognized in our community, submit your nomination. You can find the link on our website. So you just go to our website, CaulfieldChamber.com. Pretty easy to remember. And the first thing you'll see is submit your nomination. So get on there. I would love to see tons of nominations because we have really awesome people and businesses that do good things here. And we want to make sure we recognize those. And then save the date. And January 26th, I believe, is our annual dinner. And that's where we'll be recognizing all these people and celebrating those. So we'd love to have everybody in the community come out for that.
That's a fun dinner, too. It was a fun time last year.
I love it, yes. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's great because we're recognizing people. And then we also talk about what happened at the Chamber that year. But it's also just a community event. Fun, like you said, there's games. The Dessert Dash is so much fun. I love that. Lots of games and activities, good food, and lots of free-flowing drinks as well. So for those that like to participate. So, fun night. I do have a few shout-outs, some good things happening in the area. CVR and Atmos Energy, shout-out to them for donations to the Caulfield Fire Department. They got a new inflatable rescue boat, and I'm sure you guys did a story on that, and an updated brush truck. So shout-out to them. I also want to thank a couple individuals, Miss Debbie and Mr. Grady Smith, for keeping Caulfield looking great. They helped plant and water plants all summer long at the UP Park, at the plaza, and the museum area. So that whole area, they came out and just made it all look beautiful for us. So thank you very much for that. And then shout out to all the 4-H students who celebrated all their achievements at the 4-H banquet last week. And thanks to all the sponsors who helped make it happen. These students, I always love seeing the good things that they're doing because these are good, just good quality students and then usually go on to do wonderful things. So we're excited to see what they do in the future. A few member updates. If you haven't noticed, Designs Unlimited has been upgrading a lot of signs in town. And I love that. I love when a business gets a new sign because it just catches your eye. It looks beautiful and it makes sure you notice that business as well. So if you need a new sign, call them for a quote. They do wonderful, wonderful work. Also, a business in town is offering custom cowboy and dress hats, the Pink Flamingo. And they're amazing. So if you're looking for a new gift idea for the holidays, that's a great place to go. They're just cute little trendy hats, and they can pretty much put anything you want on it. So they're nice. Go check them out. Also, a shout-out to the Phi Theta Kappa students at CCC. They are hosting a food drive at this Saturday's basketball game. So bring all your canned goods in, and they'll be working on that. Okay, just to wrap up a few events that I want to make sure everybody knows about coming up this month. The first one is the big day, Thursday. Tomorrow, it is, do you know?
Match day.
There you go. Good, yeah. So the Caulfield Area Community Foundation has almost 30 organizations and $100,000 in matching funds this year. I encourage everyone to go out to givematchgrow.com. And every organization has a link that you can click on, and it gives a description of who they are, their mission, and then how those funds are going to be used, what projects they use them for. So this is a great time to go learn all you can and then make plans to donate on Thursday. You can do it online. You can do it in person, mail it in, everything. So.
And I know we're going to be giving updates throughout the morning tomorrow and then at the newscast
as well.
Yes,
and I know
you've
been interviewing people, and yeah, so absolutely. I love it. It's a whole day of fun and when it's all said and done, yeah, a couple $100,000 in donations to people and communities and groups in town. So I love it. That night is also a good event. It's the Raven Holiday at CCC, an annual event they do every year. So much fun. I mean, they have games and activities, hot cocoa, Santa, you name it. It's there. It's a wonderful night at the campus. So get all the kiddos bundled up. Well, I say bundled up. Some years it's freezing. This year it will not be freezing, so that's probably a good thing, but still, it'll be holidays. So. Saturday is the SEK Bikers and Salvation Army Toy Run. So they do that every year to get toys that they're going to be giving out to families in need. And so join in all that fun on Saturday. November 21st is the Lights of Life tree lighting for Harry Hines Memorial Hospice. It's basically every light is going to represent somebody that is in memory. So if you want to be a part of that, you want to donate to it, you want to light something up, be a part of that on November 21st. Just a reminder, the chamber closes down during Thanksgiving. We will be closed the 23rd through the 25th. We will still be available on Facebook if you need to message us with a question, but the offices themselves will be closed, and then we'll be back that following week to kick off all the holidays and all the fun and all the eating. It's that time of year. We get to all eat to our heart's content, so I am looking forward to it, but that's just a few of the updates and events. Of course, everything I've talked about, we have details on it on our website on the community calendar, so go to CaulfieldChamber.com, and you can look at, like I said, the rules for the contest, the dates, the details, all the stuff happening in Coffeyville this month, next month, and then, wow, before you know it, it'll be a new 2024.
Crazy, isn't it?
I'm not ready, so.
No, me either. I do want to talk about one more thing before we let you go. Let's go back to the parade, because it's interesting to me, all the work that goes into it before the parade actually happens. I mean, really, to be honest, this is not just entries lining up and then you just go.
Right.
There's a lot of pre-planning that goes on, including even like when we broadcast the parade, we have to have the information of the floats and things like that. So all of that, that's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's mainly just making sure that we have enough space, because we're down all kinds of streets in those neighborhoods. I bless the heart of all the people that live in that area, because we just take it over for about an hour and get everybody lined up. This year, we bought, for a better word, lightsabers. That's not really what they are, but some lights to light up so that we can kind of help direct traffic and people know who to go to. And just making sure that everybody can fit on the block and get going. And then we making sure everybody's following the right path and curve. And then every year, I have to go out to this one corner, well, a couple different corners, and scoop people off the corner, because we have a couple vehicles that are so big they can't quite make that turn.
Sure.
And they kind of almost hit the curb, and a little scary. And so we have to push people back a little bit. But it's so much fun. And I love that it's at night. There's a lot of wonderful parades in the area, but seeing all the lights at night, it's just beautiful. And so we love it, and we're looking forward to it, yeah.
And I hope I'm not giving anything away, but being part of the community band, I know there's kind of a big thing happening where, you know, even the bands are combining to like have one big band. And by the time it's all said and done, we're looking at a city block that these bands are taking up.
And I'm glad, because that is the one struggle we have had every year. We don't have a lot of bands coming, mainly because all these bands go and compete. September and October are big competing months for all the high school and college bands. And so they're in so many different events that by the time Christmas comes, you know, they're done, they're finished up, they're wrapped up, and they can't do anymore. And so we don't usually get a lot of bands. And so I love it that we get to have some music with our locals. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that is definitely exciting. And one thing I'm excited about that is Dr. Wiggins has already told me, being a tuba player, he's actually got a trailer for the community band. We don't have to march.
Really? I didn't know did.
He's taking it easy on us this year.
I know. I like it when they have a trailer. It makes a difference. It's a little easier, and you don't need to, I mean, as a community band, you don't have to do the specific march, you know, make sure things, you know.
Right.
We just want to hear awesome music, and it just brings in the festivities. We also have some cars that'll have music blaring on the trailer, you know, just to be part of their theme, whatever their theme is this year. And so we encourage every theme, every type of decoration. The only thing we restrict is Santa. We don't want to confuse the kids by having six Santas in the parade, so we only have one Santa at the very end.
But there's only one, right? He does come every year, right?
Yes.
So, no imposters, just the real one at the end of the parade.
Just the real one. And he's actually going to be there before the parade. So at the Perkins Building, the Chamber Building, you can come and get some cocoa and a cookie with Santa, take a picture. And then we have to whisk him away about 5:30 so he can hurry up and get on the float and be ready and stuff. So, yeah.
You're not Santa. I know the real Santa. You're not him.
He's Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Candy Westberg joining us from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. As always, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to our chat again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. 9:25 as we roll along on a Wednesday edition. The November 15th. Good grief. It's November 15th. Good grief. Yeah, it's crazy. We're already halfway through the month. Good griefs. So we roll along on a Wednesday, and we'll take your calls when we come back. More Open Line coming up on the Mighty 690 KGGF.